But now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. Today, our focus is on Dreamers, children who were brought to the U.S. when their parents illegally crossed the border and have since grown up and gone to school here. The Arizona Republic editorial argues it's time for official protections for Dreamers, and with me to talk about that is Phil Boas, director of the Republic's editorial department. Phil, the issue of Dreamers, especially related to in-state tuition in Arizona, has received renewed attention lately. What piqued the interest of the editorial board?
So this begins in June with an appellate court ruling in Arizona that the young people known as Dreamers who fall under what's called DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival that Obama put in place in 2012. Basically, they said that they don't have the standing necessary to get in-state tuition. And that can be a crippling thing for young students, particularly for these students, because many of them come from meager backgrounds. Their families don't have a lot of money. And so they see their tuitions almost double. And for many of them, it is a deterrent to going to college or putting it off. As an editorial board, that's not something that we wanted to see. And so that's why we weighed in on this and argued that maybe it's time to change the law.
There seems to be a difference in popular opinion now, but a number of years ago, Arizona voters spoke at least on this issue to some extent. Give us a history lesson on that and then why you think it might be different now.
Okay, so in 2006, the Arizona voters decided overwhelmingly, 70% in favor of eliminating the subsidies for the in-state tuition for these students. But the facts on the ground have changed a lot since then. And one of the big ones is that we didn't have DACA in place then, so that if you educated these kids in Arizona universities, they weren't eligible to work in the state. Well, DACA students can work in the state now. The other big change was the time. It was a time when there was enormous anger and frustration with the federal government. And so Arizona was trying to get the attention of the feds. This was just one of four ballot initiatives. It was Proposition 300 back in 2006. And so they were all passing, and they weren't really discriminating between, you know, which ones had the most merit and which ones might not have. If you could narrow it out and just look at Dreamers, Dreamers are have always been the easiest part of immigration reform. And it just shows you how tough it is to do immigration reform because we've not been able to get this status that the Dreamers need.
When you and I have talked in the past, there's sometimes the feeling that the editorial is almost like an idealized version in some ways. It's like, here's a kind of a little boot to sort of get people to start in this direction. Have you heard any buzz about any grassroots movement here in Arizona for, let's say, to get a ballot initiative related to this?
So I talked to one of the civil rights groups, one of the groups that is really paying attention to Dreamers. And it is something that they're thinking about doing and possibly bringing back. And we didn't know this at the time we were talking about it as a board. But I don't think that they're the ones who can lead it. I think conservatives have to lead it. They're, the one thing about the DREAM Act was that, and this was a federal attempt to confer rights to these DREAM Act kids who are caught in a limbo, brought here by parents who came here illegally, but of no fault of their own. They had no say in the matter. They grew up in our schools. They grew up with American tastes and sensibilities. They're American. And if you deported them, they wouldn't know what to do in Mexico. They're American kids. They're our kids. There's been a long pedigree of conservative support for Dreamers. And here's a quote just to underscore that. Who do you think said this? Quote, "I would be more than happy to take care of those kids who came here at a young age. They are as American as my kids and would be totally lost if they were deported." Now, that was a quote from 2008 in the New York Times, and it was John Kavanaugh, one of the most conservative lawmakers in Arizona. And, you know, Kavanaugh, he didn't want the DREAM Act turning into amnesty, turning into citizenship for these young people for fear that it would draw more illegal immigrants. But he still understood that we need to do something for these young people.
And at the national level, we're seeing a renewed effort for the DREAM Act. Bipartisan to some extent, we've got Dick Durbin on the Democratic side, Lindsey Graham on the Republican side.
Right. And so they're leading a new effort to try to do something, but it shows you a couple of things. One, how difficult immigration reform is to do when the easiest part hasn't been accomplished since 2001, efforts to try to do it. And the other is just the yin and yang of our politics today. I mean, you see the human cost of having such a polarized nation at the moment. There, people get caught in the middle, and these young people get caught. We did a little profile 5 or 6 years ago of a young student here in Arizona, a dreamer, and he was talking about his life and his tastes and things and music and everything. And he said that Frank Sinatra was his favorite singer. And I immediately thought of a certain sheriff of Maricopa County whose portable phone rings with Frank Sinatra singing My Way. So these are American kids.
Phil Boas is director of the Arizona Republic's editorial department.